Hi, friends. This is Elle, and I am bringing something new, but still a bonus for you today. Today, I have a special guest, maker Fishmeal, Annie, who is going to tell us about, honestly, one of the coolest books I've ever had. I'm not going to talk about it yet, but Annie, would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Annie. On the internet, I'm Maker Fishmeal. I started out as primarily a foamsmith, but nowadays I consider myself an all-arounder. I love competing. I love teaching. I make tutorials and guides and stuff. And yeah, I wrote a book.
They definitely wrote a book.
Yeah.
But it's not just any book. Because let's be honest, you wrote a book. But what you really wrote is the chart.
Oh, the chart. Yes, the chart. I love that chart.
The chart is one of my favorite things. It's amazing. But can you tell them a little bit more about your book?
Yeah, so my book is called The Ultimate Glue Guide. Obviously, it's about adhesives. Whoa, can't believe it. I wrote it from a cosplayer's perspective, but it's actually for all kinds of crafters, makers, even like home repairs. So how it's set up is each chapter is a different kind of glue. So there's one for contact cement. There's one for PVA glue, which is like white glue. There's one for CA glue, which is super glue, and on and on. Took all the pictures for it, which was a huge learning experience for me. And did a lot of research, learned a lot of stuff. But the thing that everybody really loves is at the beginning of the book, there's a chart. And it's a this to that chart. But I wanted to include all of the most common cosplay materials, EVA foam, Warbler, leather, all the different kinds of fabrics. But also just like anything that I could think of. For example, one of the objects in the table is a rock. Mm-hmm. So like if you want to glue a rock to a PVC pipe, it's in the chart. The process that I'm already going on a tangent.
No, but I can only imagine, like when I was reading the chart, because, yeah. And we'll talk a little bit later about how I use this chart actually to solve a bunch of problems with every boogie that I was having. But I'm going through this chart going, she had to try this.
Yeah.
Like, to know that this worked.
It was a lot of experimentation. You know, I was grateful to be a cosplayer when I started that chart because we do use such strange materials that like some of it we already knew or I had an idea of where to start. If I were like a paper crafter or something, I couldn't have written this book. Like being a cosplayer, like made it happen.
Right. No, just the whole time like going, they had to try this.
Yeah.
Like there's no way that they could make this extensive because this is pages of chart. It's not like a chart.
Yes.
It is like a multiple charts of a chart.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I'm going like, well, now I want to see how this does that actually work.
I should have taken photos.
That would be a really funny video for you.
Yeah, it would be. Like, here's my PVC pipe with four rocks glued to it.
So we always joke that one of the things we wanted to do if we ever opened our Patreon, which we're on season 5 and still haven't done it, is it was basically called Test This.
Oh,
and we're
yes.
going to test things that we've talked about, like what happens if you do X, as long as it's like safe to try it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our comedy show is things that you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And I feel like you could do a bunch of, well, let's see if this like what happens. I'm gonna go down the chart and it says this to this should stick.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Let's prove it. I don't know what I would do if I were proven wrong. Because obviously they all worked for me, but like,
right.
you well, know, I'm sure there's always exceptions, you know.
Well, there's parameters, like, yeah, you know, I was thinking about, like, Midwest weather is horrendous.
Oh my gosh.
So, like,
yes,
what I would get versus what you would get,
yeah,
could be drastically different, yeah, because it could be 30 degrees one day and 70 degrees the next day, because, yeah, that just happened like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we always take that into account, yeah, with anything, is where was this originally tested? Yeah. Because we live in the Midwest and our weather is atrocious.
Yeah. What was the humidity on the day that I tried this?
Right. Well, yeah, because you have to take that into consideration.
Absolutely.
Like, there's a period of time we go through where, like, you can't use resin.
Yeah.
Because the humidity is, mm-hmm, too high. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you can't spray paint.
Yeah.
Because it's too cold, but then also because then you flip, yep, it and the humidity gets too high.
Yeah.
So we always take into account the fact that we live in the Midwest.
Yeah. I do that with foam smithing. Like, winter is always when I do my sewing projects,
mm-hmm,
because I have nowhere to plasti dip, especially,
right,
like, in the winter, you know, it's too cold. It's too humid.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to breathe in plasti dip.
No, gross. Nope. Don't want to do that. That doesn't, yeah, sound great. Yeah. It's lovely. We don't live in the parts of the Midwest that have consistent weathers.
No.
You know, or in the United States in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be a consideration, obviously. If I were to,
yes,
ever try,
absolutely,
anything, it would be,
yeah,
what was the weather? We'd have to write down what the weather was,
yeah,
that day.
Well, I also learned while writing the book that, so my favorite type of adhesive is contact cement. And I, yeah, learned that there are some adhesives that are marketed as contact cement, but, mm-hmm, which aren't technically, like, chemically contact cement. So, ah, every time I have contact cement in the table, I have to, like, trust that whoever's using the table knows, like, you have to get the real stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I do say that in the book, but there's always, like, a chance for user error, or the adhesive's gone bad, or, yeah.
Oh,
it's not,
yeah,
always easy to use glue.
Adhesive gone bad is definitely,
yeah,
a thing that we don't always think about.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the whole, like, not all contact cement being created equal,
yes,
I did not know until your book.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah,
I've always thought contact cement is the thing that,
yes,
comes in the can.
Yeah.
You know, but then I started noticing that there are other things called contact cement.
Mm-hmm. And some of them are contact,
yeah,
cement.
And
some
of them
aren't.
Are definitely,
yeah,
not. And you're,
yeah,
I was like, I just never paid attention to it until,
yeah,
after.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to figure out how to get things to stick.
Yeah.
And want to.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, I just got sent this beautiful PDF that has a chart in it. I'm going to find out. How do I get this to stick? Because it doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Nothing wanted to stick to my arm gloves and my tights for Oogie Boogie.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Because it's the We Love Colors.
Yeah.
Which apparently this is a common problem.
Okay.
That I learned about.
Yeah.
I ended up having to go hot glue.
Okay.
Because nothing else was working.
I mean.
But I went and I looked and I was like, what can I use? It's like, well, if not this, and if not this, it looks,
yeah,
like hot glue should do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then it was the same with, like, okay, well, now I have a magnet that I need,
yeah,
to stick here. And it was like, probably still hot glue. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's worked so far.
Yeah.
But the hard one was.
Hot glue is a great, like, backup option. You know, like,
yeah.
To me, it's rarely the best option. But it's,
yeah,
like, if you don't have the best option, or you,
yeah,
can't use the best option because of ventilation or whatever,
right,
then I just think it's, like, a great, like, have it in your back pocket. Like, you, mm-hmm, always have a glue gun and glue sticks. You know?
Yeah. And it's worked. So, I mean, I went and got Sure Bonder. So,
oh yeah. Get the good,
you
stuff.
You know, I got the nice, the good,
yeah,
stuff,
yeah,
you know, to make sure that they would stick, because I had to glue bugs and magnets,
yeah,
and all sorts of stuff to this fabric that just didn't, it was like, no, no, thanks.
E6000.
Yeah. Nope. Didn't even work. Not even
that's,
sticky.
I would have tried
wild.
E6000.
That's what I dried the fabric E6000.
Yeah.
First did nothing.
That's wild.
Found out later, not the only person. And it's just the specific fabric.
Yeah. It's like really slippery or something.
It's not. It's got like a weave to it. But,
oh, okay,
like it's the no seam,
yeah,
stuff. So, mm-hmm, it's got kind of like a texture to it.
Huh.
But it wouldn't stick. They just would not hold. And I'm like, all right, we're gonna hot glue it.
Thanks, Sherbonder.
Thanks, Sherbonder.
Yeah.
Which it's nice because they also make the cool, like the hot glue that's not super hot. So
yes. Yeah.
That made it a lot easier to work with.
Glue it onto your skin. Yeah.
Well, so I did that once. And it was fine because it's the cool hot glue, but I don't recommend doing that.
Yeah.
Trying to glue the bugs, it was easy to do the arms over like a cardboard thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Worked. The legs were harder.
Yeah.
So, and one popped off when I was like getting ready to take my photos for Crown, and I was just like,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't burn myself. Cool. Right. That's because I have the cool setting on and I'm good.
Desperate times.
Yeah. I don't recommend necessarily.
No, absolutely not.
Person, but
I know, but I know y'all are cosplayers. Like, I know what y'all are doing.
Low temp glue gun
was
the secret there. Because it was not a high, do not do that with a high temp glue gun. Please don't. Please don't.
You could like actually hurt yourself. Like,
oh yeah, no, I've done that. I mean,
yeah.
That's happened by accident.
Yeah.
More than on purpose. But the thing I really struggled with was my snake is made of foam.
Oh, wait. And I what needed kind of foam? To glue,
EVA foam.
Oh, okay.
It's like the dowels.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I need to get magnets to stick to it. And
okay.
I was like, what should I use? I was like, I have a chart.
Yeah.
I'm going to consult the chart. So I picked the right glue, contact cement, obviously.
Yeah.
Which is what I had assumed I was probably going to need to use, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to check.
Aww.
Let's see. And it worked.
Yeah.
Right now I'm like, I want to contact cement everything. I'm like, this worked really well.
I want to contact cement everything.
Because I don't like the smell.
No, it's awful.
Use it very often, but it really does work really well. So now I'm like, guess we're going to open the window, turn a fan backwards, and I'm going to use contact cement.
Yeah.
It works. So
if you have a good mask, you know, you can't
smell
it.
Well, yes. And I wore a mask.
Yeah.
I wore a ventilated mask while I used it because safety is important.
Absolutely.
But it is. It's on there for dear life and it's not coming off.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, that worked. Now my little snake will stay put, hopefully.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to write this book is because I found when I started thinking more consciously about my glue choices that it increased the level of my craftsmanship. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you can have nicer seams because your adhesive is working better, or if you're not falling apart literally right before prejudging because everything's actually holding together, like you're gonna do better in competitions. So like that was my initial motivation for getting better at adhesive use, and I know a lot of people feel the same way, not just for prejudging and competition, but also for photo shoots and just for general looking cute, you know.
Right.
So I'm so honored that you're taking that knowledge to Crown.
I mean, it's super handy. So
yeah.
What's also nice is you know that through this book, you have a source that's been researched and is reliable.
Yes.
Where just going on Google isn't necessarily going to be a reliable option. But with this particular book, you know, it's been researched. We know it's reliable. We know because we've seen them on Instagram, a bunch of other like cosplayers that you can trust have tried it. Mm-hmm. And used it. I can confirm the information is correct. Like I have messed with a few options. The chart's better than Google. Like the chart alone, like the whole book is great, but the chart alone is worth the book.
Thank you.
I mean, it's get this book so you have this chart because it's awesome.
I was so scared when I first wrote it. Obviously, like I already had a contract. I knew it was going to get published. But I was feeling very, like, the imposter syndrome was really kicking in. So I asked Plexi, Candace, if I could, like, can you just sanity check this? Like, can you just tell me if I'm, like, is this how you feel? Like, is there anything that you're like, whoa, what is Annie talking about? That's completely, like, out of left field, you know? So having her blessing was like, okay, I think I'm all right to go ahead and like tell everybody these things.
So the thing I like about CNT and the more specifically their fan powered press section is that they have picked authors that have honed in on really specific things that you would never think to write a book about, but that are literally the greatest things to have a book about.
Gloves.
And I have not had the pleasure yet of actually using the book, but I have it. I have looked through it. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
Jillian did a great job on this book. There's a whole book on boot covers.
Oh my gosh.
By Cow Butt.
Yeah.
Entire book on boot covers.
Yeah. Smocking. I mean,
the whole smocking. Casey's is all on under finishings.
Undergarments. Yeah.
And undergarments. So, you know, you're used to seeing books on like how to make armor, how to make like these big wide things. But I love that they have things like a glue guide.
Yeah.
Like
it's so specific.
So very specific. Like things that you would think are simple, but honestly are the things that we like. I'm waiting for a book to come out about sleeves.
Oh,
just sleeves.
That would be amazing.
Making different kinds of sleeves.
Yep.
Putting your sleeve in correctly.
Yep.
How do I not put my sleeve in backwards?
Oh, every single time.
Like, I'm just waiting for there to be a book on just sleeves.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
Yeah.
Because that's just the vibe.
Yeah. Well, and for me, I feel like they're all written for me. Like, they're written.
Yeah.
The authors know who is reading this and the things that they need to know. You know, I know that so many beginner cosplayers don't know how to use contact cement.
Absolutely.
And they give up on it because it does take like a sense of timing. Like you have to know, you have to protect yourself. And I wrote that section for them, you know, like I want them to know, like, here's how you get a nice seam in your armor and stuff. And I feel the same way about the smocking book and the gloves book. Like these were written for me, you know?
Well, that's what's nice about them too, is it doesn't really matter what level of cosplayer you are. They're still useful.
Yeah.
Like, I've been doing this forever, but I haven't messed around with foam and that kind of stuff in a long time. Like we've had kind of a weird last few years and I'm trying to re-expand my, you know, skills again in some of those areas. And it's like, oh yeah, adhesive is really important when working with like foam of various kinds. I need to learn more about adhesives.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm using the correct one, you know, it's things you don't always think about.
No,
but there's definitely stuff in there for me as well as for someone who's just starting.
Like, I hope so. Thank you. I this is my first book. I've never written nonfiction before. So I went into it thinking, I know how to like, I can write all of this down. That was so stupid. I had to do so much research. There was so much stuff that I didn't know, that I got to learn, that I got to experiment with, you know, like I'm giving this to everyone, but I'm also like taking it in myself and becoming a better maker, becoming a better teacher, becoming a better photographer. it's exciting thinking about all of the authors that CNT is like lifting up and making better creators out of them and also making better creators because the book is out in the world.
Well, exactly. And again, it's nice to have reliable sources.
Yes. Real makers, real cosplayers.
Real makers who do this. You know, these are tried and true methods.
Yeah.
It's not somebody who randomly went on YouTube and went, hey, this works. Like,
yeah.
We know that what's in these books is from people who have been doing this for quite a while, who have done their research. And it shows, you know, in the way that the books are set up, the way that they're easy to follow. I look forward to not screaming at gloves next time I try to make them, because I did not have this book when I remade Harley's gloves and I wish that I had.
Yeah.
Because I spent a lot of time screaming at gloves. I'm just like, but I was terrified to even make gloves because I'm like, this looks like a horrible process.
Yeah.
And just flipping through that book makes it better.
Yeah.
You know, boot covers are annoying, but as someone who can't wear costume shoes,
yeah,
it's a necessity.
Yeah.
So there's a whole book now where I can just be like, what kind do I want? Let's look. Oh, okay. This is how I can make this type of boot cover. Sweet.
Like, yeah. She's giving you a starting point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what these do, is they give you a place to like, it helps you initiate your task.
Absolutely.
You have somewhere to start from. Because I was like, I don't know where to start because I don't know what glue I want to use.
Yeah.
Ooh. But I have something that can tell me.
Yeah.
Which is making my process easier. So I'm going to go look.
Yeah.
You know.
And they're all so inspirational. Like,
right?
The fact that I got to include some incredible makers that I've never spoken to before, but I've just been like following them and admiring them. And they're all the books are like that. Like they have gorgeous photography. A lot of them have guest cosplayers in them. Yeah. Y'all should buy the books, mine, but everybody's.
I'll put the link for Fan Powered Press for all of them so that you can find them. And I'll name the one specifically that we've kind of talked about, but there's a bunch of them. I know we've talked about Beverly's book before on here as well, because when we had her on, we talked about her book a little bit.
Oh, heck yeah.
But I'm a big fan of this entire line of books.
Yeah, me too.
But obviously. I am, as an old school cosplayer, I still like books.
Yeah.
You know, well, I have a couple of them I have as PDFs, but, you know, I like physical, tangible objects.
Yeah.
I will admit it's kind of nice sometimes having it on the iPad and you can just like
absolutely
where you want to go. Yeah.
Or do a find, like do a search.
Yeah, or do a search for things. But I still like that better than like hunting down a website and trying to find information.
Yeah.
Or I'm not a big, like I like a video if I'm trying to make that specific thing that the person's doing in the video.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, is not usually the way that I roll. So.
Yeah, it's not your kind of learning.
No, but I definitely recommend if you want to up your game with adhesives, this is the book for you.
Yay!
And really, the chart.
The chart!
I just want it, like, across my wall.
I really like, need to figure out how to make it, like,
a poster
and printable. Yeah, I think they could just sell it on their website.
I think they could sell just the chart as a
put it in a tube and mail it out.
I would buy that.
I would buy it for sure.
I would hang that on my wall.
Yeah,
the giant, like, and then you just be able to follow it along.
Yeah, and then if you got it laminated, you could like highlight the ones that you use a lot, so it'd be like an easy reference.
Genius.
I'll pitch it.
You should pitch that. I feel like if you put a poll up on your Instagram, everybody would be like, yes.
We want
that. We want that in our lives.
Yeah.
I was already like, how can I turn this into a poster and stick it on my wall? Can I like move this here?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a lot of fun. So speaking of which, where can our listeners find you?
So I am on the internet as Maker Fishmeal. If you would like a personalized copy of the book, I have them at my website, makerfishmeal.com. But otherwise, it's all the places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookshop.org, all everywhere.
All of the places.
Yep.
The places. And we'll throw the links in the show notes so you can very easily go to them. So if you also want to own this awesome book, you can, along with the rest of the collection. Because it's definitely worth having. So
absolutely. Yeah.
On that. Do you have any exciting projects coming up or?
I am writing some more books.
Ooh,
so those exciting. Are long-term plans, but I think they're going to be even better than the glue guide. So I think I'm going to level up, just continue growing as a creator, of course. So other than that, I'll be at C2E2.
See you at C2E2. Yes, C2E2. Most likely we'll be out probably before C2. No big costumes right now.
I have a couple smaller projects I'm working on right now. I'm making Jack Skellington for C2E2.
Nice.
And I'm making, I'm de Harry Pottering my Mando suit
because
I'm doing a signing on May the 4th.
Oh, cool.
But my only Star Wars costume is a Harry Potter crossover. So
fair.
So those are my two smaller projects. But the competition piece I'm working on right now is a Warhammer suit.
Nice. Oh, boy.
It's the first, like, full suit of armor that I've made in a couple of years. My most recent competition pieces have been like hybrid, sewing and fabricating. So it's been fun, like, kind of going back to my roots, making a Warhammer suit of armor. And also the character designs in Warhammer are just so stupid and cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be exciting.
Yeah. I think we're trying to do Hall Mat.
Oh, nice.
Compete at Hall Mat with those. But who knows? With a competition piece, like, it could be done in 3 months. It could be done in a year and a half.
Yeah, you never know. You got to give yourself some grace.
Yeah.
It'll be done when it's done.
Yeah, it'll be done when it tells me it's ready.
And then that's when it'll go somewhere.
Exactly. Maybe it'll be crown.
Maybe it'll be crown. It could be. Could be. Continue to hang in there with us, friends, as we figure out what on earth our schedule is. Because we don't know right now at this point. But thank you so much for joining me for this mini episode that we were able to do today. And again, I will put all the links in the show notes so you can go buy all of the things. And we will see you when we see you.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Shenanigans Cosplayers Say, produced by LVC Productions. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, and YouTube at Lavi Cosplay. Our podcast Instagram is Podcast SCS. Our website is lavicosplay.com. Have a fun, crazy con or cosplay-related story, absurd cosplay question, or just something in general to share with us? Email us at podcastscs@gmail.com or DM us at podcastscs or Lavi Cosplay on Instagram. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening, and remember, just because you can doesn't mean you should.